produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thando Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Uncede On Air, Ndiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. Our topic for today, when destiny calls. Destiny is a place of your calling, that which you are called to fulfill on this earth. Other people coin it as your life purpose right here on earth. Some of us are preachers or teachers of the Word of God. Others are business people. Abanye abantu, they are professionals. You name it. We are all called on this earth to serve. We are servants. Whether you are a doctor, you are a nurse, you are a cleaner, oh Jesus, you are a writer, you are a musician. Whatever you are called to do, we are called to serve. When destiny calls, hey Jesus. Please allow me to offer motivation for this session. Motivation that is coupled with God's word. Let's read Genesis 37 from verse 5 to verse 10. This is about Joseph's story. Again, we're talking about destiny. Destiny is a place where you are called. The ultimate, where you fulfill your vision in life. So now let's look at the story of Joseph, where he begins to see the end before it even starts. Jesus, the beginning of his life. Genesis 37, verse 5, 18. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him. All the more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out of the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. When destiny calls. Let's go to verse 9. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me. Verse 10, when he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? Jesus. Jesus. It's a question, eh? And some of us have told very wrong people about our dreams and destinies. But this time Joseph was telling his brothers. And how many of us get too excited about the visions that God put in our hearts for our future? How How many of us have told the world our beginning or our end before it even starts to begin? Moyo ngcwele. When destiny calls. Just like Joseph, we all have dreams. Like I've mentioned, and sometimes we also tell our dreams to our killers. But the nicest thing or the best thing about destiny, it always calls, because it's not about a human being. It was never designed by a human being. It's God's vision in your heart and in your mind. Your destiny is aligned with God's purpose for your life, and it can never be destroyed. Destiny calls you from a pit. In fact, it calls you from a place of death. That place, it can be a pit. It can be a prison. But it takes you to right to parliament. A pit can be, Jesus, a divorce. A situation in your life that is really bad. Something that causes you not to become who you are. Something that really destroys you. Or something that, Jesus, it makes it as though laukona awazupuma. It's dark. It's a pit. Jesus. Destiny calls. A prison is a place where uboshwakon, bondage, where you can't move or where you can never be yourself. Prison of mind, prison of resources, prison. Jesus. Of your heart where there is no peace. But God, but look at God. When destiny calls, iglanda estradeni. Jesus, iglanda estradeni. I'm reminded of that verse in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, when it says, the manifold wisdom of God shall be made known to the principalities and powers. When God comes in and changes things, destiny. Look at Joseph. From the pit, from the prison to the palace. Because of time, we won't be going further. You can read the whole story of Joseph, chapter 37, and you read chapter 39. But the, you know, when he's made king, in chapter 42, you can just read the whole story and you listen and understand that God, when God comes in at his time, at the right time, he takes you out of the pit, out of prison, right into parliament, a place of rulership and a place of leadership. When destiny calls. Now, let's look at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When destiny calls. Let's look at the scripture on Mark 11 from verse 1 to 2. Right here, I am thinking of a time when destiny is calling. When people on this earth will roll out a red carpet on your behalf, because now destiny is calling. Now destiny has been calling. Mark 11, verse 1 to 2. NIV version. And they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Amen. Untie it and bring it here. Destiny calls. Jesus is at a time, in fact, the heading on my Bible says, Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. Jesus, as king, destiny, calling. All of us on this earth are kings and princes. Let's align our lives to that of Jesus Christ. We're thinking and we're looking at Christ as our Lord and Savior. And now the Bible tells us that he comes as a king in Bethany. And if you read the story where he was riding on a donkey, kundlalwe Jesus. In our time, we can say it's a red carpet. Jesus, Jesus. The rolling out of the red carpet for the king to pass. When destiny calls. Bazalwane, destiny is calling. Even for us, for you and me, it will require the world to just open doors for us to enter. You remember Joseph? And it's not for us, by the way, to gloat and to be pompous and to see boast for everybody to see what yeah, vele, you know. But it's for God's glory. And maybe there are three things that I need us to remember, Hore. When destiny calls, there are people that you still need to apologize to. There are people that we still need to apologize to. There are people that we must forgive. Joseph forgave his brothers. Jesus Christ forgave us. Remember the cross? Father, forgive them, for they not know what they're doing. And more than anything, the last thing, there are people that we must serve. Jesus, as king as he was, as Lord and Savior as he was, he served. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have an everlasting life. Service started right there. God loved the world. Jesus served as king. David served as king. Joseph served as the right-hand man of Pharaoh. He served as high positioned he was, but it was a place of service. It was destiny calling as a servant. We are called to serve. It's not about us. You serve the very people that have hurt you in the name of Jesus. You serve that child that needs you, whom you never gave birth to. You serve that husband of yours who once cheated on you. You serve that mother-in-law who was once your enemy when you were introduced to the family. Remember, God is love. And he calls us to serve with love. Now let's talk about us as human beings, when destiny calls. The question I might be asking is that, where are you in terms of your own destiny? I'm just remembering cases of people where you've been raped, where you have been retrenched, or you, like I've mentioned earlier on, that probably the divorce, you're going through a divorce case as we speak. You are in a hole, or you are going through depression like some of us have gone through. Maybe it's a time in your life where you don't even know what tomorrow will bring. Guess what? Destiny does call. I'm thinking of Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan in the Bible. When David asked, is in there out of Saul's house? I seek his sobo, esikona, engasibonisumusa. Jesus. Hey! God is looking for somebody today whom he has, can show his grace to. Omusa wake. South Africa. Jesus. United States. Our world. When I'm done, I got Jesus. When I'm done, I got Tico. Please don't give up yet. In fact, don't give up at all. There's just a possibility in that state of your nakedness, in that state of your sorrow, in that state of not knowing where you're going or where you've been, like Joseph in a prison. But destiny is calling. Miracles are happening behind the scene on your behalf. One thing I will ask of you, one thing. Zinakekele, take care of you. You might be saying to me, hi, Pastor Nyoni, do you really understand what I've been through? Do you understand how was the pain I felt after that divorce? After that man left me? After that woman? The vows. Do you really know? When we set the vows, then today you are telling me, I'm not saying that the pain is not there, and I'm also not saying, I'm not nullifying the emotional trauma. I'm not nullifying the trauma that experience has brought through your life. But all I'm saying is, God sees. Because destiny does call. Mephibosheth, as paralyzed as he was, he got seated in the presence of the king, David. Destiny does not care. Jesus, it does not care what you've gone through, rape, domestic violence, or anything of that matter. When destiny calls, put you in your right position. It's a reconstructive correction. What has been done wrong in your life, it's corrected. It's God's justice. Destiny calls. Before I end our program for today, please allow me to do these announcements. Remember that Jesus loves you, and I love you. Our announcements are as follows. Unlike the prodigy, is available to offer motivation, counseling, and strategic planning to any client or person that's willing to be served by us. Second announcement, on the 30th of November 2019, this year, Unete will be hosting its relaunch and a motivational session at the communal wall at Orlando East, Soweto, South Africa, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Entry is free. However, you need a ticket to get in. Our speakers for the day is Mr. Petulo Malapane, who is a strategist and activist, and his topic will be on impact generation. In fact, it's a book that he has written years back. Mrs. Portia Ntsepe, she's a manager at YMCA in Orlando East. She'll be speaking on love, life, and purpose. Then our last speaker is Mr. Teboho Mokene, who is a MIA Money Imali Academy practitioner, solutionist, and founder. His topic is financial freedom through wisdom. It's a value-packed session right in Soweto. Like I said, entry is free, but you must make sure that you get your ticket. That it means I'm speaking for people in South Africa. Or maybe all over the world, who knows, by God's grace. Then, the very last announcement, it's about my CDs, Esu Pastor Thandwe Nyoni. Remember, I have mentioned that last week that I have produced a 31-minute audiobook CD entitled Getting My House in Order. In this CD, I share a story of my life, the time when I had a physical breakdown and a mental breakdown. But the crux of the story is coming out, how I came out and envisioned the vision for my life as God had put it in my heart. So the CDs sell for 100 rands a copy. You can make your order by WhatsApping me on this number. It's 084-669-3615. In fact, for more information on all these three announcements, please send us a WhatsApp on 084-669-3615 or email ungcede@yahoo.com. Let me spell ungcede for you. ungcede@yahoo.com. I thank you. May God richly bless you. Ungcede on air, Pastor Thandwe Nyoni, signing out in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. Greetings to all throughout the world. We greet you all the way from South Africa. My name is Benjamin Kutswane, and this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. We welcome you to your program, Destined for Glory, and we do believe that you have been holding out in faith and believing God and knowing that God causes all things to work together for good for them that are loving God and those that are called according to His promises. And in the name of Jesus, we salute you right now and believe that as we see everything going on throughout the world, we know that now is the time to believe God. Now is the time to lift up our faith and know that God loved the world and gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So even as we begin our program today, let's join together in the word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again this day. We thank you as we join throughout the world at the time where the faith of our lives is raised to another level. We believe that this is a new day. We believe this is the time of the final expression of the faith. And we thank you that you, Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we believe that right now, this is the time for the finishing phase. And I pray for everyone that is listening right now that there will be a stirring up of the faith in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, in the character, and in the material as we receive right now by faith. In Jesus' name, we vow to give all the glory unto you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear listeners, this is your program, Destined for Glory, and I do believe that you are there with me knowing that God has promised us in Christ that now with open faces we are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are being changed into the same image from glory to glory. Remember these words as I greet you right now, that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Bible says that though outwardly we perish, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We are being renewed. So let's go into the Word of God right now as we position ourselves for the renewing of God in our life. I want us to begin with the words that Jesus has given unto us in John chapter 14. He was just about to go and he was preparing the disciples around him as to the time of his living. And I do believe this answers the question in this time and age that we are living in as to how do we see or navigate the glory of God in the world? How do we stand in the glory of God in the world? And I do believe the cry and the construction of the season we are living in is the cry for peace. So today we are exalting Jesus Christ, the answer to the cry for peace. Remember that in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, when the prophet Isaiah conceived of the birthing and the coming of Jesus in his incarnated first advent, he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And he said, he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. And then he said, Prince of Peace. I do believe that this is the season and the time right now for the Prince of Peace, grace of God, or grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be released in the earth. So even as we embrace with you right now, we speak the peace of God that passes all understanding upon you. Let's read the Word of God that begins where Jesus prophetically released and assured the church or the disciples around him how they will stay in this world. And he said in John chapter 14, and we read from verse 25, he says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He says, in the world you will have tribulation. That is John 16, 33. But now in John chapter 14, let's read here. He says, peace I leave with you. Verse 27. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I do believe in this moment, in this hour, there is a cry for peace. We see the development throughout the world, even in the United States of America, throughout the whole world, there is a cry for peace. I do believe that God knew it, and that's why he sent out Jesus and prophetically enthroned him as the Prince of Peace through prophecy, and now has manifested him when he was born, and was born in the flesh, born of a woman, so that we, as we live in this world, we will walk in the peace of God. Now, he says to his disciples here, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Now, know that when Jesus says, peace I leave with you, it's like he says, I'm giving you the supernatural peace. I leave you with my peace, which means not the peace that changes from person to person or from time to time, but I'm giving you the peace that is founded in my stability, the peace that is founded in who I am unto you. Remember, The Bible says Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when he says, my peace I leave with you, he means I give you the peace that is a stable foundation. Your life will be trumped by my peace. And I do believe that even in this hour that we are living in, there is a greater peace than any peace that any church or any government or any power can claim to give. Jesus Christ has already given and released his peace. And he says, my peace I leave with you, not as the world did. There is a distinction. What is this? It's a warning in itself. Don't go searching for peace in the world. Don't go searching for peace in the things of this world. Don't go searching for peace in the rulers of this world. He says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. This is the distinguishing peace. This is the peace that sets you above the storms of the world. This is the peace that is reminiscent of the same peace that Jesus was sleeping in the boat when they were crossing and the storms raged in the sea. And remember how they woke up Jesus and they said to him, don't you care? Don't you care that we are drowning? And Jesus rose up and said to them, why do you be afraid, you of little faith? And when he stood up, the Bible says he spoke to the peace, told what's happening to the seas, and said to them, peace be still. The question is, what was happening? The disciples, just like us this day, they have their eyes on the storms. Right now, the storms are raging throughout the world, but there is a warning. Just like as they were struggling with Jesus in the boat, do not set your eyes on the storms, but set your eyes on the one who commanded the journey. Jesus commanded the journey. He had said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. May I submit to you today, therefore, that the journey of life does not begin with man. The journey of this life in this world is not made by man. The journey of this life begins with God. And the Bible says therefore in John 14, the first verse in John chapter 1, rather, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. And in Ephesians chapter 1, he says, Jesus or God has predestined us. He predestined us before the foundations of the world. What does this say to us? It says, the life or the journey of this life begins with God. It is God who, in the beginning of Genesis, created all things. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, he created them for his glory. So this is the journey to the glory of God. This is the journey to the ultimate glory of God, which means everything that we go through, everything that you and I may have to face, everything that the nations of the world are facing, the storms that are raging are just like the storms that raged when Jesus was struggling with them in the boat. And he said unto them, why do you be afraid, you of little faith? I do believe this is the time where we now know that Jesus has given us the faith that has to unlock the peace that passes all understanding, the peace, not the way this world gives. Here is a caution. Why were the disciples afraid when they were crossing with the boat? They were afraid because they looked at the storms. When they looked at the storms, they were filled with the storms. You see, when you look at the storms that are happening throughout the world, throughout the nations of the world, throughout the government of the world, even as the paradigm of rulership is shifting throughout the whole world, if you look at the storm, you might be corrupted by the storm and find yourself full of stormy emotions and stormy reactions. That's why they even went to Jesus. And they look at Jesus. Listen to what they said to Jesus. Don't you care? How can you say to God, don't you care? Jesus is God. But when you're filled up with the fear of the storms that are raging, you might even miss who God is. You might even miss to approach God in faith and release the power of peace that is in Him. They were missing it because they were filled with the things that are going on in the world. Oh, may I say to you right now, regardless of what's going on in the world, understand Jesus is in the boat. Jesus has commanded the journey of this life. That's why the Bible says He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. So if John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, understand that He who is the beginning was the one who was in the beginning. And therefore, if Jesus is the and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Therefore, in the beginning, which means in Jesus was the Word, in God was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the Word that has created all things. This is the Word that has started off the journey. This is the Word that has commanded the journey, and therefore, we are able to walk in peace in this journey. You and I are called to stand in the peace of God, knowing that He who is the Prince of Peace has commanded the journey. Yes, He has commanded the journey of going through the issues of this world. And I will refer you back to our founding scriptures of Destined for Glory, where He said in Habakkuk chapter 3, He said in Habakkuk chapter 2, rather, He said, woe unto them that build their cities with bloodshed. Woe unto them that establish their towns with iniquity. He says, it is not ordained of the Lord that any people who try to labor rejecting God, they only labor to feed the fire. And He concludes by saying, but the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. What does this mean? When we see men building their cities with bloodshed, men building their rulership with iniquity, all the stormy things or the things that are defining the storms of the day, He says, they are not appointed by God to cover the earth. God has appointed one thing and one thing only, the knowledge of His glory to cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Yes, it is appointed by God for His glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. What does this mean, therefore? It means you and I can walk and journey in this world with the peace that comes from God. We can journey in this world with the peace that comes from God. Why? Because it is the peace, not as the world gives, but it is the peace that Jesus gives from His power and from being the one who has commanded the journey. Yes, the journey of life has been begun by God. And that's the reason why if you and I are to find peace in this world right now, is to go to Him who started this journey. You see, no man can create human life. No man can make a human life. And no man can keep a human life. We are all created in the image of God. We are created by God who has created all things from the beginning. And the Bible says it is through Jesus, Colossians chapter 1, it is through Jesus that God has created all things. And by Jesus, He created all things. When we look at John chapter 1 that we have been referring to, He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I want to say to you right now, it doesn't end up there. It explains what this Word came and did. He says, He was in the beginning with God. That's John chapter 1 and verse 2. He said, now, all things were made through Him, and without Him, without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. And He says, in said, my friend, Jesus is God's creative power by which he made all things. And without him, nothing was made that was made. This is the answer to the cry for peace in the season that we are living in right now. This Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, he is the very creative agent of God by whom God made all things. And he says, without him, nothing was made that was made. Maybe I'm speaking to you right now. Things are not lining up for your life. Things are not coming together. The issues of life, the issues of this world are encrusting you and they're engulfing you in a corner that looks like you cannot come out. Listen, herein is the answer. It is time to return and to connect with him by whom all things were made, because without him, nothing was made. Without him, nothing was made. And maybe you might be asking the question, therefore, how do I connect to this peace? The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he says, let him who comes to God believe that God is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, understand this. When he says, God has made Jesus to be the Prince of Peace, there must be a way of connecting with him who is the Prince of Peace. And faith is the way. For the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for you were saved by grace through faith. But what is the nature of this faith? Here is the nature of this faith. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Which means, number one, faith is not just for my pleasure and your pleasure indulgence. No, the first purpose of the faith of God, or the God kind of faith, is for God's pleasure. Yes, it is for God's pleasure. Maybe it looks like things are not working out right now. Why? Because the focus of your faith is not in the right place. The focus of our faith is not in the right place. And that's why the enemy tries to use fear to intimidate us. He tries to use fear to silence your confession of faith. Why? Because he realizes that our faith is misplaced, is for our own pleasure. But listen to Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, which means the first purpose of this faith is for God's pleasure. Yes, our faith is called upon to please God. And he says, let him who comes to God believe that he is. Yes, that's the purpose of this faith. To believe that God is. Before you can believe for things, before you can ask for things, the challenge of this faith is to believe that God is. And I want to put it this way. When you believe and know that God is, oh, and we're going to go and just cross through English today. When you believe and know that God is, then nothing is that seems to be the is of your life. What am I saying? When you know that God is, then everything that seems to be the ruling is or situation of your life cannot prevail over your faith that establishes that God is. There are so many issues of our lives. Some of us, the issues of our lives are sicknesses. Some of us, the issues of our lives are the pressures we are going through. But I hear God saying by faith, if you are to exalt Jesus as the Prince of Peace, this is the time for you and I to take our faith back from things that are perishing, back from the things of this world, back from the issues of this world, and back unto God. For when we believe that God is, nothing is that seems to be is. You know why? Because when we go go back to God with the faith that is on God. And we know that God is, we are connecting the creative power that he revealed in Jesus in John chapter 1, that without him, nothing was made that was made. So this is for you and I today, that in the midst of what's going on right now, what will we do? Here is the answer for the cry of peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, by him, God created all things. And through him, all things are held together. And the faith that will manifest the Jesus as the Prince of Peace in your life is the faith that is taken back from the issues and the things of this world, that is no longer for our selfish pleasure and indulgence, but it is for the pleasure of God. And I can assure you, when God is pleased in heaven, when God is pleased in heaven, his peace shall be your portion and my portion. I remember the time when God was pleased in heaven. There were two young men, Paul and Silas, were in prison at that time as we draw to the close. I just want you to connect that this is the time to unlock your peace. They were in prison, the place that has no peace. But in the midst of that, the Bible says in the midnight hour, they began to praise God. Why? Because they had the peace of God that passes all understanding in a situation that knows no peace, in a situation that was not meant for their peace. But as they began to praise God, I do believe that their faith brought pleasure unto God. And this is how I illustrate it. It's like God in heaven was listening to their melody and the rhythm of their faith. And he began to tap his head, and he began to nod his head around and tap his foot. And as he was doing it, I believe the tapping of God in heaven began to rattle the prison doors right there on earth. And because God inhabits the praises of his people, when they were praising God, God came into the praises of Paul and Silas. And guess what? As God inhabited their praises, he found them in the prison. And the prison was too small for God with those that are the God's praises. I do believe that the prison could not contain God as he inhabited the praises of his people. And the walls had to be broken down, and the prison doors had to fall down. I do believe that the same way, confinements will be broken in your life if you connect the Prince of Peace, by whom you can be able to sing your song in the middle of all that we are going through, in the midst of all the noises that are going on in the world. I do believe that now is the time to lift up the praise of the peace of God that passes all understanding. And as we raise that praise of peace, we shall see God inhabiting our praises, and every confinement will be broken, every limitation will be broken, every confinement will be rattled, and we shall see the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So I challenge you today, receive the peace that comes from the Prince of Peace. And as you receive this peace today, you shall stand up, and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall irradiate through your life to cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Yes, this is what it's all about. The peace of God answers the cry for peace throughout the world. And we thank God that no evil shall come on the earth but the peace of God through your life.